Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history, and your sports break for November 20th of the greatest events in history in sports on this day and the uniform numbers that the players who did them did. So before we get to that, let's make sure that you know how to get in touch with us. We'd love to have your feedback. pigskindispatch@gmail.com. So simple. An email is all it takes. Or you can DM us on Twitter. We are at Pigskin Dispatch, or Facebook. Pigskin Dispatch is our page. Make sure you follow us there on both of those and get in touch. We'd love to hear from you. We have a great offer on some free audiobooks that we're giving away this month through December 15th on Spies of the Sideline, the highest stakes world of NFL espionage by Kevin Bryant. He has given us two audiobooks to give away. We're going to do that by determining our listeners that are most loyal, the people that are going to our newsletter the most often, signing up for our newsletter, emailing us, and DMing us on both Facebook and Twitter at Pigskin Dispatch on both of those. Also, we want to make sure you are aware that the hardcover copy of The Spies on the Sidelines, The High Stakes World of NFL Espionage by Kevin Bryant is available as a great Christmas gift. You can buy it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Walmart. And great stocking stuffer for that football fan in your life. Make sure you get a copy for Christmas today. Now, the sports history and the uniform numbers on November 20th that really made history are the numbers 18, 4, 7, 41, 10, 44, 34, 25, 23, 24, 9, and number 45. We're going to start off in the year 1928, November 20th. As the Boston Garden opens for the first time, the Montreal Canadiens visit and defeat the Boston Bruins 1-0 with George Hainsworth, the legendary Hall of Fame hockey goalie, between the pipes for Montreal. Now, November 20th, 1934, in exhibition baseball, a 17-year-old pitcher, number 18, Aligi Somoara, surrendered just one hit, a Lou Gehrig, who wore number 4, home run, as the U.S. All-Stars of Major League Baseball defeated the Japanese All-Stars. 1-0 was the final score in that game. November 20th, 1934, the Toronto Maple Leafs left winger Buschar Jackson became the first NHL player to score 4 goals in a period in a 5-2 victory over the St. Louis Eagles at the St. Louis Arena. On November 20th, 1962, Mickey Mantle, number 7 of the New York Yankees, ended up winning the American League Most Valuable Player for the third time in his career in 62. November 20th, 1967, the New York Mets pitcher, number 41, Tom Seaver, with a record of 16-12, was named the National League Rookie of the Year by the voting members of the senior circuit. On November 20th, 1969, Brazilian soccer icon number 10, Pelé, scored his 1,000th career goal of his brilliant soccer career. Great player there, Pelé. Many great things to say about him. Remember the movie that he was starred in with Sylvester Stallone in Victory. That was a great moment too. But on the field, Pelé was just no parallel to anybody else. Great player of his time. November 20th, 1969, San Francisco Giants Willie McCovey, number 44, edged out number 41, Tom Seaver, as the National League Most Valuable Player in 69. November 20th, 1977, Chicago's Bears running back, number 34, Sweetness Walter Payton, rushed for an NFL record 275 yards in a game on that day in November 20th, 1977. And November 20th, 1983, the New York Giants' Butch Woolfolk, number 25 running back, tied an NFL record of 43 attempts in rushing. What a man it takes to take that many handoffs from a quarterback and get hit by an NFL defender. That's quite a thing. He had to be bruised and battered the next day for that. November 20th, 1985, New York Yankees number 23, Don Mattingly, easily won the American League MVP award for the season. November 20th, 1990, the Oakland A's number 24, Ricky Henderson, won the American League Most Valuable Player for the 90 season. November 20th, 1991, Atlanta Braves number 9, Terry Pendleton, won the National League MVP award for that season. And we go to the basketball arena. November 20th, 1997, Dallas Mavericks number 45. We talked about him yesterday. A.C. Green set an NBA record of 907 consecutive games played without missing those games. That's quite an accomplishment, too, as we talked about the other day when he tied the record set by so long ago. So that is your sports history for this November 20th, your sports break that takes you away from the world and puts you in the realm of sports history, and we love to do that. If you'd like to do that even a little bit more today, head on over to sportshistorynetwork.com. 30-some podcasters are just bringing you some great content on sports history, all different sports, all different eras, all different heroes of sports history, family-friendly, and thousands of hours of listening enjoyment. You can never get enough of sportshistorynetwork.com. Also, go to our websites, pigskindispatch.com, jerseydispatch.com, for more great sports content as well. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day.
The Rose Bowl. The game that inspired the college football bowl season has a long and storied history. The stadium itself is 100 years old, and in celebration of it, Pigskin Dispatch is assembling some of the top historians and authors to share the memories, people, and events that make the granddaddy of them all the special game that it is.
That's right. Join me, Darren Hayes, on the Pigskin Dispatch podcast here on Sports History Network or your favorite podcast provider from the end of November all the way to the day of the big game.
Rose Bowl history from PigskinDispatch.com.
We're dribbling around and see the shot clock's almost out, so we got to put up our shot and come back tomorrow for some more great sports history. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the Official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.